Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone from Elkhorn, the Danish windmill. Lisa Steen Riggs joins us here this morning. She's the manager, coordinator, operator. She directs things there at the Danish windmill. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You got word recently that the windmill was able to secure a grant opportunity that I suppose after 2020 becomes pretty important.
Yeah, it was really came at a good time. Last December, we had the opportunity. We had like 10 days to turn around a grant. It was through the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs for nonprofits, and they called it the Iowa Arts Culture Recovery Program. And it was more to support recovery of expenses such as payroll, utilities, your PPE equipment, your personal protection equipment, and as we say, as well as goods and services that were needed for us to ensure we'd have a safe reopening. And it was awarded in December. We just received a nice check for $15,600. We actually, submitted, it was a certain percentage of your total expenses of what you needed, and it was more for operating. A lot of times so many of these grants are for capital expenditures, but never for operating funds. And so it was quite welcomed. As you know, we were closed down by the governor back, I think it was March 18th, and luckily we were able to reopen as a museum in May 26th. And we actually have been open every day, 7 days a week, since the governor allowed us to be open. Although, we are a museum, we're also an Iowa Welcome Center, we're an attraction, we have signs on the interstate. So the travelers were out traveling, and we found out through all kinds of data that actually these people that were coming from the city, they were wanting to get out of the city into the rural communities. And they have found that statewide that Iowa, the rural communities, received, more travelers. And I think it was by June, we had every state in the nation had already been here. Of course, we had to cancel Tivoli Fest. We still have a couple of our nonprofits that haven't opened up. We feel that we need it to be open as long as we had the personal protection equipment and we put up the acrylic glass or plastic around our cash register system. Our employees have worn masks since the day we opened, and it is a requirement to come visit here that we have wear masks. Our employees have been here for years and years, so that was the number thing. Number one is to make sure our employees were safe as long as our traveler.
Sure.
So it came in very handy to help kind of reimburse those expenses. And, travel was down at least 30% over the year before. Of course, also our revenue into the museum gift shop, was down considerably, at least 40% when we ended the year. But we are open, so we think it's a positive. We're here for the traveler. We want the traveler to know that we are offering a safe experience. But also, they also respect us, that we're standing 6 feet away. We don't spend as much time with them on a one-to-one. If we do, we're behind the plexiglass plastic barriers. But, people really appreciate that we were open. And again, we just portrayed that in our grant. And so we were very happy. There was, I can't remember how many, hundreds of nonprofits throughout Iowa that applied for this. I believe that I know of the Shelby County History Museum in Harlan got one, and the Museum of Danish America got one too. So it was nice that it did come into the rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
And it did provide the economic relief to us and to keep Iowa's arts and culture industry going. As you know, the travel industry is one of the bigger hit industries. And so we do appreciate, and we have sent thank yous to all of our legislators, also to the governor for this nice award.
Lisa, have you visited with other folks around the state who operate destinations like this, similar to this? Are you hearing similar stories from them?
Yes, and quite a few, like Maine and Iowa Welcome Center. There's still the one center at the Western Trails and Council Bluffs never did open up. They started using their site as a COVID testing site. Top of Iowa, Northern Iowa, never did open up. We have one state center that's closed again. You know, a lot of people don't want to work, they don't want to work. They just don't feel safe where they're at until they get the personal protection for their employees. We just heard the other day there was a lot of counties, smaller museums that aren't opening up. And we know the same situation goes for restaurants, hotels. You know, they all got really hit. So what we're marketing now is to plan now, travel later. Again, we think we're safe here. We have, you know, the walking trails. We have the parks. We get the people out and about. And to a lot of our restaurants, you know, they all offer to go. So as long as we, you know, make it safe for the traveler. And yes, it's a statewide problem.
Mm-hmm. Were you surprised? I mean, although business was down, the visitorship was down, were you surprised that it was still as strong as it was through everything that we've been through?
I was shocked. But talking to the traveler and every one of the travelers, they knew the drill. They walked in, you know, with masks on. You know, they felt apprehensive. They were scared also. They wanted to know where they could eat safely, where they could get gas. So we felt like being a welcome center that we were able to help them out. But we were, when we had asked, that was one of the questions, we no longer had them sign the guest book. We asked them, and then we wrote it down, you know, where were they from, where were they going, you know, and we had to ask the, you know, are you sick today? But when we started getting these people from, you know, Chicago, all over the place, and they said that they were just getting stir crazy, they've been, you know, pretty much locked up in their houses. They were doing a lot of educational trips with their kids because they were homeschooling. We were surprised, and man, just the thank yous that they gave us for being open and helping them also was very rewarding.
Well, the grant money is certainly a benefit now to help with the issues that you've been dealing with here. But what's the future hold for places like this? Do you expect a quick bounce back? Will it be gradual? What's the progression from here?
What they're saying, as long as, you know, people are getting the vaccines, that our future, you know, looks much better. It's going to be a little bit different world. I don't think we'll probably ever take down our acrylic plexiglass. I think we're more aware. It's no longer embarrassing to wear a mask. You know, it's just a way of life for us. I'm hoping it'll bounce back. It's going to take a while. If you know, a lot of the conventions are still being virtual. You know, that's all changed. People are working from their homes. They're not driving into their offices. So it's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talk a lot about those folks that do travel a bit of a distance to come and visit the windmill, but also the folks that are here in the immediate local area here in southwest, west central Iowa. How important are they to continuing to sustain a facility like this?
Well, we've also noticed they do appreciate the shop local. You know, we are seeing more locals that are calling and want, you know, curbside or, you know, want to come in that I hadn't seen in a long time. I think they realize that they have to support the businesses around them because it's like I say, that we have one restaurant here in town that hasn't opened and we don't think it will. So it's very important that we do the ones that are open now to support them. And it hurts us when, you know, we really need things to turn around for the traveler, because people do want that experience and they like the small town travel.
Yeah, especially in the smaller communities like this. And when you're working in the tourism industry, you lean on a lot of other businesses locally to make sure we're all successful.
Oh, definitely. You know, we say we're one big pie. Everybody has a slice. Everyone's important to this industry. We like to give them a nice experience. We're blessed with some really nice, you know, retail here Elkhorn in our restaurants are second to none. You know, we just really appreciate everybody working together.
Well, and I know if folks want to know more, they can stop in any time, but also you've got a pretty solid online presence.
Yes, yeah, and that really saved us, too, this year. We spent a lot of our downtime just working on a brand-new website, so we have opened that up. I think it was September, and just, you know, promoting it, and we had put, like, 1,200 products online, so people were able to shop that way, and that actually was very good. We really appreciated that this year. It saved us.
Absolutely. Well, very good. Well, great. It sounds like, for the time being anyway, things moving full steam ahead there with the folks in Elkhorn. It's good to hear that you were able to weather the storm as well as you did, and it's nice to know that you've got some friends out there helping to pick you up a little bit, too, and let's pray everything gets back to normal as soon as possible.
Yes. Yeah, thanks for the coverage, and come up and visit us.